Protocols of the Meetings of the Learned Elders of Zion. Protocol Number 19. Rulers and People. 1. If we do not permit any independent dabbling in the political, we shall, on the other hand, encourage every kind of report or petition with proposals for the government, to examine into all kinds of projects, for the amelioration of the condition of the people. This will reveal to us the defects, or else the fantasies of our subjects, to which we shall respond either by accomplishing them, or by a wise rebutment to prove the short-sightedness of one, who judges wrongly. 2. Sedition mongering is nothing more than the yapping of a lap dog at an elephant. For a government well organized, not from the police, but from the public point of view, the lapdog yaps at the elephant, in entire unconsciousness of its strength and importance. It needs no more than to take a good example, to show the relative importance of both, and the lapdogs will cease to yap, and will wag their tails the moment they set eyes on an elephant. 3. In order to destroy the prestige of heroism for political crime, we shall send it for trial, in the category of thieving, murder, and every kind of abominable and filthy crime. Public opinion will then confuse in its conception of this category of crime with the disgrace, attaching to every other, and will brand it with the same contempt. 4. We have done our best, and I hope we have succeeded to obtain, that the goyim should not arrive at this means of contending with sedition. It was for this reason, that through the press and in speeches, indirectly, in cleverly compiled schoolbooks on history, we have advertised the martyrdom, alleged to have been accredited by sedition mongers for the idea of the commonweal. This advertisement has increased the contingent of liberals, and has brought thousands of goyim into the ranks of our livestock cattle.